Do you have any memories from Kansas City? That's a tough question because you've been so many places.
I have another story. In fact, I did break my ankle on stage in Kansas City.
The Steve Serrano Show. He talks with your favorite celebrities, gets the exclusive interviews, and never seen before performances. Here's your host, Steve Serrano.
I did the next couple of shows after that in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk and I flew home and had to go to the hospital. It was a whole thing. So that is my Kansas City memory.
Do you get hurt a lot on stage?
I do. The ankle is an issue. I think I sprained it one time and now it's prone to, you know, breaking. So I it was entirely my fault.
That's good. How is this? I know that we've got an album that's going to be dropping on March 26th, but how has COVID been for you guys?
You know, it's been really scary, but it's been a great source of songs for us. We had a whole plan to tour all of 2020 and we had to cancel all of that. And we decided, okay, let's not feel bad for ourselves. Let's just make this year productive. And so kind of every uncertain feeling we had, we channeled it into making a cool song out of it. And we ended up with some of our favorite music that we've ever made.
I've got to ask too, your track Bang, super success all over the place. But my favorite line, and you got to tell me a little bit how you guys got this guy Metronome on there, that line. How did you get this? It's pretty incredible, the story behind this.
Yeah, we wrote the song and we had the here we go and Metronome. We just, I think one of us did it, and we knew that we wanted to get someone else's voice, preferably a very like bassy tone. So we recorded our father and our neighbor, and neither of them really gave it what we were hoping for. We said, what should we do? And then we realized that in our email, we had the email address of the voice of the New York City subway system. And for anyone that's been to New York, there is a little announcement that goes, stand clear of the closing doors, please, right before the doors close on the train. And it's, if you're a New Yorker, it's the most, you know, class, it's probably the voice you hear the most in your life. It's so second nature. And we had done a remix of Stand Clear of the Closing Doors on stage a few years ago. And he, the guy who does the voice, saw it and wrote to us and said, I'm a huge fan. And we realized, okay, we have that connection. We should have him do it. And he was so, you know, cooperative. He sent it back the same day. And it was like magic. It fit in so clearly and it became everyone's favorite part of the song, which is so cool.
Was your father upset that he didn't make the track though?
We record our dad often on songs, and about 90% of the time we end up cutting it. So he's really used to it.
He's a great stand-in. He's a great stand-in, right?
Yes, exactly.
We also make a lot of plans with him that we cancel at the last second. Dinner, a whole bunch of stuff.
We should cancel dinner tonight.
That's parents, though. They're used to that. They're used to that, right?
Yeah.
The new album, OK Orchestra, dropping March 26th. You guys, again, I've heard you guys say before that you did a ton of music videos for this and you worked with a childhood best friend. How was that? Was that a challenging experience for you guys to be a director, perform, and then also work with a best friend?
No, not at all. I think that the reason we have so much fun on tour is because we're friends with our entire crew. It's not like, oh, here's AJR, the boss, and here's the people that work for them. We've made the best stuff in our life when we work with friends. And we haven't worked with our friends in the past on music videos. We brought in directors. And now for this album, we brought our friend Eduardo in and we filmed a music video of the summer together for Bummerland. We did Way Less Sad together. And it's just been the greatest music video experiences ever, because you get to just like, you have your own language when you're friends with someone, and you get to just have fun instead of make it so business-like. So it's been amazing to work with them.
This is also the first time where we've used the same director. I think, what is it now, 5 videos in a row that we're using, you know, working with Eduardo on it. And it just goes to show when you have a great relationship with people and they have the same creative vision, that you can really just go and not say, okay, we're going to do this with one person, this with another. It's really consistent across this entire album.
100%. And then you bring up the single, Way Less Sad. Who's walking? Who is walking in the music video? That's you? It was so
that
difficult.
That was me, yeah.
It was hard to see your face in the music video, so you couldn't tell exactly who it was or not. Okay.
That's right. That was me, my classic walk.
The classic walk. There you go. And you... I got to ask, Way Less Sad, originally Kygo, originally Cardi B. I mean, you got to be happy with it now that it came back to you, right?
That was a weird story. Yeah.
Weird. We like you said, it started with a track that we made for Cardi B, a hook that we made for Kygo. We loved both of them. We write a lot of songs for other artists, and sometimes they get cut and sometimes they don't. It's just like par for the course. And those two happen to not get cut. And we always just remembered it as something special. And I think we probably wouldn't have used that track if we hadn't made it for Cardi B and made it so hip hop leaning. We would have thought, oh, this is probably not right for AJR, but just the act of making it made us so excited because we were like, oh, this is so fun to listen to. We have to take this back for ourselves.
I've got to ask, whenever you guys go back on tour, Jack, you've been known to purchase a lot of white tees prior to going on tour. Is it because you were a fan of the plain white tees, or what was the actual correlation to so yes, many white no. tees?
That would be weird if my answer was yes to that question. I'm a huge plain white tees fan. So
hey,
I
there, Delilah, can you perform? Him. Can you sing "Hey There, Delilah"? Pull out the guitar.
No, the reason is because Ryan has made me feel not the best about the way that I look in anything besides a white t-shirt. He's very no, you don't. This is my homeware. I realized that with the hat and with black jeans, the white t-shirt is definitely the least risky. And clothing is like the one thing I'd love to not have to think about. I'd love to just know that that's, you know, not a worry for me. So, okay, I have the same outfit every day. You know, who really cares? Let me just do it. So I'll purchase about 100 t-shirts before I go on tour.
There you go. There
and
you
I
go.
Love the plain white.
And you love the plain white tees. Hey there, Delilah. Yeah. Ryan, I got to ask. Yeah. You said before that your favorite song of all time has not even been released yet. Can you tell us a little bit about that song that's going to be on the new album?
Oh, God, I don't remember saying that. Your favorite song of all time, period. Wow, any artist that will ever be.
You said you've performed The Trick, the upcoming song that you guys are about to drop. That was one of your favorite ones
that
you guys
did. That's right. Yeah, I've just sneezed.
Oh my God.
It was a false alarm. Wow. Honestly, my favorite song keeps kind of changing on the album, but you're right. The Trick is definitely up there. I think you'll see when it comes out, The Trick is really like a one of a kind song that I'm really proud of that you listen to it and you're like, what first time listen is, what is this? Second time listen is, oh, I think I know what they're going for. And third time listen is, whoa, this really hits home. And I think that's a really special kind of song that I think we achieved.
Was it just crazy to write a whole album during this pandemic and to be cooped up? I know you say you normally go out to movies and parties and things like that to get inspiration. How do you get inspiration if all three of you are just stuck in our houses or in apartments and with your girlfriends, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. That was the most difficult part of writing this album, that it's so much fun to be able to go to a movie and get a break and go to parties and kind of turn on your observer hat and research what your friends are talking about and what they're drinking and stuff like that. We that all got shut out. And so we had to look very inward into like past things. This happened in eighth grade and now it affects the way I talk to people. Have a lot of thoughts like that and write songs about that.
Definitely. So you guys perform, you produce, what comes easiest to you guys? And right, obviously you write so much. What comes easiest? Is there anything specific that just is really easy for you guys out of those?
No. No, right. Writing is not an easy process at all. Performing is not an easy process at all. We love doing all of this stuff, but it's a labor of love, honestly. Writing is very frustrating at a lot of times. You go in, you have no ideas, you want to do something totally unheard of and unique. And that's a really hard thing to do. Performing, you want to go on stage and have them walk away and say that was the best show they've ever seen. They've seen many other great shows. So that's a really hard burden to put on yourself. So there's nothing that comes really easy. And I think if it really did come easy, we would get kind of bored of it. It's kind of cool to go on stage to people who have never seen you before with the expectation that you might fail. So you can try to, you know, overcome that.
I love it. Now, you don't forget, everybody, OK Orchestra dropping March 26th. Way Less Sad is out now. Before you guys go, can I put you guys in a little hot seat to find out some more deep questions with AJR? Are we ready for this?
Good. Yes.
Good.
Please.
I think I know some of the answers, but we'll see if you guys have changed, just like Ryan has changed his favorite track since the last time I did my research. But that's all right. All right. We'll find out what happens. Favorite junk food. Favorite junk food for you guys.
Should we each go? Hall's cough drops.
Oh,
that's not junk food. Ryan is addicted to Hall's cough drops. There's... I'm going to pick that. That's my favorite food in general.
Cherry? The cherry?
No. Oh. Lemon honey.
Oh, okay. That's too much. That's too much.
I'd say a large fries from McDonald's. Guilty pleasure.
I was going to say the hash browns from McDonald's, the breakfast hash browns.
Are you excited that Hi-C Orange is back? That's not on the question, but it's back.
I was going to bring that up before you brought up the plain white tees. That was the first thing I was going to say. Very excited.
Last thing you guys do before bed.
Are you looking up at your TV?
Yeah, we
watch YouTube videos,
okay,
and we go into the deep, dark depths of YouTube, unspeakable places.
I love it. All of you guys are the same, then?
Yeah.
It's all YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep hole dark of YouTube. Okay, what's the favorite ice cream flavor? What's your guys' favorite ice cream flavor?
Caramel cone, Häagen-Dazs. Americone dream, Ben & Jerry's.
Adam?
Mint chocolate chip.
Any ice cream store anywhere.
Yeah.
We love it. We love it. I think I know this answer, but maybe I'll be wrong. Dogs or cats?
Oh, dogs. Come on. Dogs, of course.
Dogs.
How about the biggest pet peeve? What's the biggest pet peeve for AJR?
When people say that they like a song because it's in a certain genre. This is my biggest music pet peeve.
Sure.
It really bothers me when it's like, I don't like pop music, so I don't like this song when I haven't heard it yet. I think that pop is just such all genres are just so broad, and it's very closed-minded. You know, I think that people should get out of that habit.
It's a good one. Anybody else?
Yeah. Oh. Now you go personal.
Oh, God.
What's your biggest pet peeve about me?
I hate when people look at me while I'm trying to talk about my pet peeves.
You hate being asked about your pet peeves?
Yeah. Don't,
that's his pet peeve. Don't ask him about pet peeve.
Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
Frosted glasses.
Really?
It's not what a pet peeve is. That's just something you don't like.
Anyone who has them, off the list.
Yeah.
A little bit of root beer in your frosted mug? No, Adam?
Nope.
All right.
No.
What about the favorite movie of all time? Favorite movie of all time?
Ooh, Social Network. Ryan likes to say that because he knows that's my favorite of all time. I'm going to go with Fargo, Coen Brothers.
Aladdin by Walt Disney.
Oh, wow.
It's not by Walt Disney. Adam doesn't know how to speak.
You don't know anything.
Oh, it's all back to the Frosted Mugs. The Frosted Mugs. That. All right, couple more. What app do you guys use the most? What app do you guys use the most?
Recently I've been using a Citizen. I don't know if that has made its way out of New York City. It's a crime app, so there's like crime notifications that you get 800 feet away. Someone is beating someone with a metal chair. That's actually a real one that I got recently. I can't bring myself to delete it.
Shouldn't
they
call the
so
police
strange
before it's uploaded to the app? Shouldn't they call the police to help somebody? Not...
You would think so. New York is definitely a little twisted now.
Anybody else have a favorite app besides the true crime?
Oh yeah, Ryan has.
Does this answer your question? Blue. Look at the light behind me.
Is it Philips Hue? Is that a Philips Hue?
It is Philips Hue.
I thought that was going to be so much bigger than it was.
Impressive. Impressive.
Yep. Thank you.
Adam?
Is that the only light, by the way? Ryan, is that the only light that changes colors in the whole apartment?
No, I have like five of them.
Okay,
but
good.
It's daylight.
I was going to say, come on. Level up here. Come on. Adam, what about you?
I'm a big fan of the My Chart app where I get my COVID test results.
That's actually a good one. That is a good one.
Have you been tested a lot, Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think, guys? We've gotten 25 tests at least, maybe 30. Because every time we have a show or a performance, and when we're with other people, we always have to get tested before and after.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to that. All right, two more. What time is your alarm set? What time is your alarm set?
You started setting an alarm. I have a Dawn simulator now, which is not an alarm, but it's like a light that like slowly turns on like the sun almost in your room. And so I set it for 10:30 and it comes on at 10 a.m. and it takes 30 minutes to heat up.
And you just slowly, naturally wake up.
It's the greatest wake up. It's because I hate being jolted awake by the alarm. So it's like a gradual wake up.
Oh,
that's 10:30.
I don't set an alarm.
Good.
I don't set an alarm either. I normally wake up at like 7:30 or 8.
There you go. And really? I think Ryan too, the Philips Hue lights, you can do that. It slowly wake yourself up. So
you
look into that, all right?
Ryan has no interest in getting up for anything ever. He's up at like 2 p.m. He was barely up for this interview.
Wow, double digits. Enjoy that. Good for you.
Steve's right. Yeah.
All right, last question. Who's your guys' best friend? Best friend?
My dad.
Jimmy.
I take dad. No, I call dad.
You call dad? I'm gonna go with Shay. My dog.
The dog. All right. Yeah, perfect. And Adam doesn't have a best friend, so he's
here
left.
We go. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Oh, it's the snake. Of course.
Oh, classic. AJR, thank you guys so much for spending the time with us today. New album dropping March 26th. OK Orchestra, new single Way Less Sad. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully we'll see you guys very soon on tour. I know you guys want to get out there. Everybody wants to see you out there, too. Stay safe, and thank you guys again.
You too, man. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.